Let's go to him now. Crows first, father, son. He was rookie today, and we are just touched that he has, and his name is Benny Jarman. Benny, BJ, congratulations.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Massive relief?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, a very long process, but, yeah, all glad it's done now.
How difficult has it been over the past 3 weeks? There's been so much conjecture, so many people saying that Adelaide should be doing this, and you're stuck in the middle. How have you handled it?
It's obviously, been pretty stressful at times, but, I guess I've just had to try and block all, as much out as I can, just focus on, what I can't really control what everyone's saying, so, for me, just trying to block it all out.
Was there any time, Ben, when you thought you wouldn't play for Adelaide, that you might end up at another club?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I was, hoping to get picked up in the national draft, like any other player, but, lucky enough, found an opportunity here at the Crows, and, very thankful.
Were you angry that you weren't picked up initially?
Not really, no. I was just obviously new. There was a rookie draft on Monday, so, I was just hoping for an opportunity at a club, and thankfully the Crows have given me that.
Well, it's fallen that way, and we're wrapped for you, Benny, that you have. Where did you watch the draft, by the way, and how tough was that?
Yeah, I watched it at home just with the family. It was obviously very nerve-wracking. It was a pretty tough night, but, just glad to be here today, and it's all worked out in the end, so
How'd you go with that last pick when I kept, forget who it was, but his first name was Ben.
Ben Davis. And there was a pause.
Did you get out of your chair and think, oh, this is it?
I was watching it, and I sort of had a feeling that was going to be me, but, Benny Davis got picked up, and, very glad he's here as well. Great player, and obviously know him from playing in the All-Star game. So, he's a good fella.
Can you describe the feeling in the room after that last pick had been made and you weren't there?
Obviously, originally it was a little bit of disappointment, but obviously knew there was a rookie draft on Monday. And for me, it's about bouncing back. Looking forward to that. And thankfully, I got an opportunity. So, just need to grab it with both hands now and work really hard over the pre-season and see where it takes me.
Good boy. Did the club ring you when the draft had finished?
Yeah, they did. They confirmed with me that they're going to take me. So that was a bit of a way off the back, and I was pretty happy after that.
And how much does it mean to be able to stay at home? I guess you're reasonably, you know a few of the Adelaide boys already, and you've done some work down at the club. So is that's a positive as well?
Yeah. Luckily enough, get to stay home. Know a fair few of the players. I trained with them throughout the year for a bit. So, a great bunch of boys here, and just really looking forward to getting started.
Well, BJ, you're a Crow now. Well done. Congratulations to you and the family. I know that's a lot of relief. The hard work starts now, mate, so good luck. I bet you I'm not going to hear you in the backyard playing because you're going to be stuffed, absolutely stuffed, BJ.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Hey, Ben, do you know what number you're going to wear?
For 45, I think. I'm not 100% sure yet.
We thought number 3.
I think Riley Knight's got that at the moment, so I think he's doing that.
Because some of the great players wore number 3, didn't they? Stephen Rowe.
Correct. Benny knows the story. When Darren was asked to come back, they said, what's going to steal the deal for you? Is it membership? Is it this amount of money? Is it a house at Henley? He said, I want number 3. So they looked down the list. Who's number 3? Rowe Hill. Well, he can nick off. And that was it. Hey, BJ, all the best, mate. You're a star.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Benny Jarman. I love the excitement on a young fella's face when he knows he's at an AFL. Because that's their whole dream, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their whole dream.
And he would be relieved. That would be the overwhelming factor, just to be on an AFL list. That's the important thing. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And I've heard you say this a number of times, Roe, that he will find a way, that he's for this. So we will watch with great interest how the young man forges his own name. I know there's going to be a lot of people who want to compare him to his dad, but let's hope that Ben can forge his own career.